In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So greetings, brothers and sisters, on this feast day of the meeting of the Lord, where we commemorate the presentation of the Lord in the temple by Mary and Joseph. And this year, it also happens that we are celebrating the Sunday of the Last Judgment, also known as Meat Fair Sunday. So this is in our preparations for Great Lent. So in the book of Exodus, the law of Moses describes how after the 40th day of the birth of the child, the parents would bring the child to the temple to make an offering. And then the priest would bless the mother, who by this action would be now cleansed of all impurity. And although the mother of God had no need to do this because she was a virgin before giving birth and after giving birth, and had conceived without knowing a man, as we heard at Vespers last night, today he who once gave the law to Moses on Sinai submits himself to the ordinances of the law, in his compassion, becoming for our sakes as we are, setting us free from the curse of the law and granting light to our souls. So in other words, God who creates the law is not going to go, well, you know, I created it, so I'm going to duck out here. I'm not going to fulfill it. No, he's going to fulfill his law for us. And he sets an example, of course, that we too should fulfill the law. And by God's providence, the righteous elder Simeon was one of the first to recognize Christ and his mother by holding the divine infant in his arms. And as holy tradition and our holy fathers have told us, Simeon was one of the 72 translators recruited by the Egyptian emperor Ptolemy II in the 3rd century BC to translate the Hebrew scriptures into the Greek language at the famous Library of Alexandria. This translation of the Old Testament became known as the Septuagint, you know, the translation of the 70. Now, St. Simeon, it was his particular job that day to be translating the scroll of the prophecy of Isaiah, and he came across this passage: a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And Simeon was, read it again, and he said, wait a minute, this can't be right. You know, a virgin can't have a child. This must be wrong. I think they meant to say a young woman. So he was about to write down a young woman, you know, to correct the translation, when all of a sudden an angel of the Lord appeared, held back his hand, and explained to him that the word virgin was correct, and that in fact he would not taste of death until he had personally witnessed this. So St. Simeon therefore did as the angel said. I mean, wouldn't you? You know, I mean, obviously that would certainly get our attention, I would think. And he lived a righteous life awaiting the coming of the Messiah. And so on this day, this feast day of the presentation of the Lord, it was approximately 300 years from that day in Egypt, the prophecy of the angel was fulfilled. And tradition tells us that St. Simeon was about 350 years old. So it gives a kind of extra meaning to his statement, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. I think he was ready to depart in peace at that point. So this meeting of the Lord in the temple also has a spiritual meaning for our souls. Each soul is called to be a temple of God, to which Mary brings Jesus. And each of us should take Christ's child in our arms like Simeon and say, my eyes have seen thy salvation. And having seen and touched the Savior, we are released from the hold that sin has on us, and in peace can leave the realm of evil. And so the gospel for this Sunday of the Last Judgment at Christ's second coming from Matthew that we just read also reveals another type of meeting that'll take place in the future that everyone will have with the Lord. So please do mark your calendar for that. And this will be at that time, he will judge each soul according to his works. In other words, when he comes in his second coming, everyone will meet the Lord. And so in this gospel, Christ teaches us how we should prepare for his second coming and this last judgment. And since all mankind is created in God's image, we are called to love Christ and to do good by loving and doing good to our fellow men. As he says, inasmuch as you've done to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. St. Nikolai Vlimirovich tells us that this gospel has both an outward and an inward meaning for us. The outward meaning, of course, is very clear. We should do good works and help others through being charitable by providing food, drink, clothing, shelter, and to those in need, and visiting those who are sick or in prison. However, St. Nikolai also reminds us that Christ dwells within us spiritually as he dwells in others through his image. And he says, therefore, in every pure thought of our minds, in every noble feeling of our hearts, and in every lofty aspiration of our souls towards the accomplishing of good, Christ reveals himself within us by the power of the Holy Spirit. He calls all these pure thoughts and noble feelings and lofty aspirations his little or his least brethren. If our mind hungers for God and we feed it, we have fed Christ within us. If our heart is bare of every good and noble thing that is of God and we clothe it, we have clothed Christ within us. If our soul is sick and imprisoned by our evil actions and we are mindful of it and visited it, we have visited Christ within us. And there's an old saying that if you give a man a fish, you will feed him, you know, for that day. But if you teach a man how to fish, you will feed him for the rest of his life. And so, spiritually, we're all called to both fulfill this spiritual mandate within ourselves to be nourished through the food of the Word of God and the drink, to partake of Holy Communion and the sacraments, and to be freed from the prison of sin, as it were, and to be healed of the sickness of sin. We're all called to those things as well. And so that's what's going to really give us this eternal life, you know, that is like, you know, teaching a person to fish and then they're fed for their whole life. But it's also important for us to feed people and so forth, even in the present, even in the immediate on this material world. St. Theophylact says, if you give food and drink to him who hungers and thirsts for teaching, you have given food and drink to Christ. For within the Christian, there is Christ, and faith is nourished and increased by teaching. If you should see someone who has become a stranger to his heavenly fatherland, take him in with you. While you yourself are entering into the heavens, lead him in as well, lest while you preach to others, you yourself be rejected. If a man should cast off the garment of incorruption which he had at his baptism, so that he is naked, clothe him. And if one should be infirm in faith, as St. Paul says, help him, and visit him who is shut up in the dark prison of this body, and give him counsel which is as a light to him. Perform then all these six types of love, both bodily and also spiritually, for we consist of both soul and body, and these acts of love are to be accomplished by both. So, brothers and sisters, let us make the effort to acquire the spiritual renewal in this season, this coming season of Great Lent, so that we will share God's grace with one another and all those who God sends our way, and that we too can join Christ in his heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.